Self-mastery is the hardest job you'll ever tackle. If you do not conquer self, you will be conquered by self. That is a quote taken from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, episode 363, my book reflection. My name is Lee Martinuzzi, the host of the show, the Hidden Why guy, here to inspire you to live your life with greater passion and purpose. That is my mission. To live my life with greater passion and purpose. And to do that, I have found that it's about connecting within. It's about becoming your own guide to the journey that you take in life. And that is really about discovering your why, defining and developing your life compass, and using that as the tool to navigate you with greater purpose towards living a life with freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Every week at The Hidden Why, guys, I review a book because I love reading. I learn so much from reading books. It is my number one go-to resource for learning and improving my life. So every week I review a book, and this week's book is an all-time bestseller by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. You may have heard of it, you may have even read it, and if that's the case, perhaps you'd like to listen to this review again and perhaps see what value or see what you remember from reading the book, and perhaps where you might wish to go back to the book and reflect again on the book to see how it might help improve your life a little bit further. I read this book some time ago and reread it just recently, and I got so much more out of it this time around, and certainly am going to take away the practices that he suggests and use his instructions to help create a greater life. I really believe there's some gold in this book, and hopefully you do too. Hopefully you enjoy my review. Guys, I'd just like to ask you, if you do like this review or any of the book reviews that I do, to leave a comment in the show notes at The Hidden Why. Share it with your network if you love it that much. And also, make sure you reach out to me and let me know what you think. Give me some feedback. Give me some questions. You know, let me know what you're thinking about the show, about the book reflections, or any of the other solo rants or interviews that I'm undertaking here at The Hidden Why. I do love to hear from you guys. So if you are sitting there and reluctant to, don't just get on the email next time you're there and send me a quick note to say g'day, to say whatever you wish to, and hopefully we can connect, guys. I love connecting with you, so that would be awesome. If you are not already subscribed, make sure you do subscribe to the newsletter. I send out a newsletter once a week with all the episodes plus a quick thought, and also subscribe to the podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to this podcast today, so you are up to date with all the latest episodes. Guys, I've got some great episodes coming out next week as well, so stick around for those and enjoy this book reflection. You can pick up a copy of the book through the show notes at thehiddenwhy.com. You can also get two free Audible books if you're not already an Audible member using the link there as well. Guys, that's it from me. Enjoy the show. Talk soon. Gentlemen, welcome to this week's book reflection. I've got a cracker of a book to bring to you today. And this book is by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. I'm sure you've probably heard of it. I'm not sure if you've read it already, but if you haven't read it, I hope this review inspires you to pick yourself up a copy and read it, because it is just an amazing read. It really is. I can see why it's been so talked about for years and years. Because it's just so insightful, and it's really purposeful, it's really direct to the point, you know, it's without all the fluff, and it has really great practical insights as well. So it's a really, really good read. Now, I was first introduced to this book way back in my early adult years or late teen years, depending on how you want to look at it. I remember my parents bought the book for me for my birthday, and I think they must have thought, you know, because I had this like obsession with, you know, making money, I had a entrepreneurial flair, and I was always looking for more ways to make a dollar. So they bought this book for me, and I think based on the title, Think and Grow Rich. And I don't believe it's all about creating riches. Back then, I certainly did. And back then, you know, I wasn't such a reader. I certainly didn't read about personal development or any of that, you know, non-fiction sort of paraphernalia. And I didn't read much at all. But at the time when I read this book, there were certainly inspiring and insightful messages and things that I took away from it. However, they didn't last too long. Life seemed to move on, and so did the teachings from this book. And I think for much part is because a lot of the messages as well were quite abstract to me at that time. They still are a little bit abstract to me, if I was to be honest. But back then, you know, to be honest, they were just over my head, a lot of the stuff that he talked about. Quite new, quite abstract. So perhaps I didn't really take out the true value of the book, the true value of his messages, so I could really incorporate it and sink it into my life. And certainly I didn't act on, as he instructed, on the practices that he suggests in the book. So the content of Think and Grow Rich, you can see why it's an all-time bestseller, because the principles it teaches about success in this book are in most part timeless. And I say in most part because I think there's some elements of this book that perhaps don't really relate to the modern world as greatly as they did to when he wrote this book. But for most part, they're timeless. So whether you're looking 60 years ago or to today or in the future, I think a lot of these principles will still be very, very relevant. And for those that are seeking riches in life, this is a powerful read. He has many great practices. And as he instructs, he says, you know, as long as you undertake undertake the instructions correctly, follow the instructions correctly, and be consistent about the practices that he suggests, then, you know, they will bring greater results. And it's not just about money creation. I believe the contents, the value of this book can bring greater value to all aspects of our life. And certainly as it relates to happiness, I think that's what it's all about. The book is largely about mastering the self. Napoleon writes that self-mastery is the hardest job you'll ever tackle. If you do not conquer self, you will be conquered by self. And I really love that quote, which is why I started the podcast today off with that quote. But self-mastery is the hardest job you'll ever tackle. And I really can resonate with that. When I started out several years ago in personal development, it was difficult. You know, I had lots of changes that I wanted to make, and it becomes a little bit overwhelming. You know, you want to do all these things and make all these changes, but you've got to start just at one point and then slowly and gradually build your way forward. And, you know, back then it was difficult to do these little things. And as you do those little things, you become used to them, and then you move on to the next thing. And like now, the things that I'm sort of working on, the things that I'm trying to change in my life, I wouldn't have been able to do back then. I had to take, you know, smaller steps back then. But what I've noticed is that over time, things just snowball. You know, what started out as very small steps, very slow progress, has become a little bit more rapid, and then the steps are a little bit more larger. But still, it's about the accumulation of all these little changes and adjustments, the tweaks in our life, and that's what creates really great self-mastery. So I think it's really important to understand that it is hard, but it's not impossible. So you can go out there and make the changes in life you want to do. I certainly have, and the things that I'm working on now, as I said, I mean, I look back in the last 7 years and how I am now to how I was then. It's just amazing. Just my mindset, my perspectives on life, how I go about living a life, my happiness, it's all certainly changed and for the greater. And that's because I've just consistently and persistently kept moving forward. If you do not conquer self, you will be conquered by self. And I really believe that if you don't manage to conquer yourself, the self will conquer you, and it'll control you, and it'll control your life. And when it does that, you'll be less living the life that you want and living a life that's, you know, controlled by that self that's undesirable. He suggests further to that point that we are sometimes our best friends and sometimes our worst enemy. And I believe that, you know, we are our worst critic. We criticize ourselves more harshly than we would criticize anyone that we loved. And why don't we love ourselves that much? So it's something to be just mindful of when you're looking to make those changes in life. You know, be your best friend. You know, work with yourself to make those positive changes. Don't be your own enemy. Easier said than done, of course, like anything. But, you know, with practice, you can really start to understand that. And I'm still understanding that myself. It is in my experience that, you know, self-mastery is what it's all about. And it's not just about creating riches. Self-mastery is about becoming the master of the one place that we have control over, and that is the mind. It requires one to be the captain of their ship. And I love the quote. I think I've stolen this from his book, actually. I am the captain of my ship, the master of my soul. I am the captain of my ship, the master of my soul. It's one of the mantras that I repeat to myself daily. And it's really to remind me that I am in control. And when I feel that I'm in control, it gives me more motivation to keep on going, to persist, to be resilient, to keep, you know, fighting through the failures and keep, you know, coming out the other side a little bit stronger. That's what it's all about for me. To hold the reins of my life and to better direct the course of my life as it matters to me. And as Napoleon really alludes to in this book, it all starts with the power of thought. There are benefits for all of us to partake in the journey of self-mastery, not just for those seeking riches. The term has several meanings, but for the purpose of this title, I believe it really relates to, you know, in the modern world, as existing with an abundance of positive qualities in life, positive qualities in all aspects of your life, your health, your love, your relationships, you know, your self-expression, really being able to create an abundance of freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. I think that's what a lot of the practices and the advice that he shares in this book can help us create. Towards the end of this book, there is a paragraph that really put the icing on the cake for me. It really wrapped things up nicely. And I believe sincerely that happiness is the ultimate measure of success. And it's not happiness created by short-term pleasures that bring on a flow of happy chemicals that soon subside. It's about creating deeper happiness, a contentment with life in every moment, no matter the unpleasantness or the pleasantness of the situation. It's just being about a deep contentment. Here is the paragraph that I stole from his book to bring to you. And the paragraph says, "Your business in life is presumably to achieve success. To be successful, you first must find peace of mind, acquire the material needs of life, and above all, attain happiness. All of these evidences of success begin in the form of thought impulses." So there's a couple of great points to take away from that paragraph. Number one is, above all, it's about attaining happiness, not the material possessions. Really about attaining happiness. Everything else will flow from that, I believe. And it starts with the power of thought. Society has twisted perceptions on what happiness means and what success means. But I really believe that if we don't really connect with what happiness means to us, that success can drive us in unhealthy journeys in life. Success should be driven by a desire to achieve ultimate happiness. And that happiness must relate to the individual. It must be self-defined. What is your why? What does happiness mean to you? Define that and then take the actions, create the thoughts that will help you move towards that. The second component to that paragraph that summarizes the overriding theory behind the body of Napoleon Hill's work in this book arises from thought. It all starts with thought. And Napoleon nails it, sharing his message beautifully in this book. He discusses why it's the birthplace of the greatness of our reality and how we can go about conjuring up better thoughts. And I use the word conjure, it's sort of magical, isn't it? But really, to conjure up powerful thoughts isn't magical at all. It's not only available for a select few of us. The truth is that we all have the ability to enhance the quality of our thoughts, and as we do, enhance the quality of our lives. The book is a step-by-step guide in creating the life you desire, and it starts off with creating and connecting with what you desire. Napoleon Hill describes this as the turning point of all achievement. For whatever you want in life, for the state of being that we all wish to obtain, happiness, there has to be an undeniable and powerful inner desire that pushes us towards that. Now, desires can be small, they can be very low in intensity, and for that reason, they can be very short-lived. You might have a desire, for example, to eat a certain meal, but when you fulfill that desire, it's replaced immediately by another desire. And this is just how we go about our lives. It's our genetic disposition to continually pursue such desires. We continually desire to chase, you know, these pleasures. But really, when it comes to living and improving the quality of your life, it's about having a deeper desire, one that continues to propel you forward, not one that's just short-lived. Only the desire that are found, you know, within a deep place that we can really connect to with our why, what's important to us, is and will be sustainable and powerful enough to motivate us, and drive us forward to its attainment. When we make this connection, when we make this really deep internal connection, we can really pursue and keep progressing no matter what. And what happens, what often happens when we pursue based on desires that aren't from this deeper place, is that at the first signs of difficulty, we may give up. Or if we smell greater opportunities, we may run off track to follow them and chase them. We are all opportunistic. We love, you know, going for the easier, quicker wins. And once we smell that thing that looks to be better, looks to be more worthy, we chase that. And I'm guilty for both of these. When things become difficult, I quit as well. And when I smell other opportunities, it sometimes has taken me off track. I'm becoming better at not allowing them to do it because I love ideas and I've gotten plenty of ideas. But it's important to focus on the things that really matter to you. And if when you connect them to your why and what really matters to you, you can really stick to those tracks as well. But it's really about finding those deep desires within. What really do you desire in life? What really matters to you? What really is important to you? What really fires you up? You know, connect with those desires and then use them to create the life you want. It all begins with desire. And that's where Napoleon Hill's book really starts, with desire. I think finding your desire in life is part of the journey. You know, for some of us, it takes a long time to find that desire, what we really desire. For some of us, it seems to come sooner. For whatever the case is, find it. You'll know when you feel it because it'll just make you feel good. I'm going to bring it about an episode soon about flow. When you find desire, you'll get into that flow state, because when you're following that desire, time becomes irrelevant. You know, it becomes effortless to follow the desires that you love. You get into that flow state from those desires. So keep searching for it. If you haven't found it, if you haven't found that deep, uncontrollable, burning desire that isn't a result of any external influence, it's from an internal place. If you haven't found it yet, keep searching. You will find it. This is the key to success in life, and I believe it's the key to happiness. Napoleon, from this point of desire, works through the rest of his book, which is just a great read. Look, it's not boring in any parts. It's always insightful, always entertaining, always enjoyable. I just loved it. I got through it pretty quickly. It's about 200 pages in length. From the point of desire, he shares principles on auto-suggestion, faith and visualization, imagination, planning, organizing, making decisions, and persistence. Some of the ideas and concepts may be a little unusual to the unfamiliar mind, but when you read them and, you know, read over them again and again, you just understand them. And once you understand them, you will convince yourself that these principles will have a powerful effect on the quality of your life. And that's certainly what I believe. It is a great read, guys. I hope you can go and pick out a copy of this book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Again, guys, if you are not yet a member of Audible, audible.com, I have a link in the show notes, episode 363. Click on that link, you get 2 free books. When you sign up to become an Audible member, it's a 30-day free trial. So if you decide to bail out after 30 days, you can, and you get to keep the books, but I'm sure you'll continue. So check that out. And you can also find that link in the side menu of most of my pages as well. You can also pick up a hard copy of the book. The link will be there in the show notes, plus pretty much what I've talked about in the show notes as well. So you can read over it again if you want to at thehiddenwhy.com. Guys, thank you for tuning in. You know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your why. This is The Hidden Why. My name's Lee Martinuzzi. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, thoughts, or feedback for the show as well. I would love to hear from you. Guys, this show is sponsored by MotionWrapped.com. If you have a brand, a business, product, event, or creative independent work that you want to promote, but you have a tight budget to do it, then MotionWrapped.com might be your solution. MotionWrapped specializes in video and motion graphics, graphic design, social marketing for independent creatives and entrepreneurs. They can cover all your product or brand's foundational needs, whether it be a logo design, a complete brand identity, the promotion of a product or event, images and videos for social media, or promotional assets via print and video. And best of all, they strategically tailor the development process to suit your budget and to suit your needs. Just because something is cheap and simple doesn't mean it still can't have a great effect. And that's certainly the work that MotionWrapped does. If you'd like more information on developing an effective promotional marketing strategy for your startup or independent creative work, visit www.motionwrapped.com and discuss what can be done. That's www.motionwrapped.com. We are also sponsored by Global Office Assistance, a great outsourcing solution. So if you're, again, an entrepreneur, a creative, independent, looking to free up some of your time and outsource or delegate out a lot of those admin tasks, those systems and processes you have in place that just chew up a lot of your time that you don't necessarily need to be doing, virtual assistants are a great way to do that. I've just written a book about this as well, called Delegate to Freedom. So if you're interested, I'm happy to send you a copy for free. Just email me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. But more importantly, if you're interested or have thought about hiring someone to help you in your business, virtual assistants are a very affordable way to do that. Our team is based in the Philippines, so you can get a great assistant for a very affordable price, and their work quality is just as good as anyone else that you could otherwise hire. So check it out, globaloffice.com. That's www.globaloffice.com. www.thehardestjob.com. You can set up a time to consult with them and they can discuss your needs further and see if it's a fit for you. Guys, that's it from me here at The Hidden Why. I hope you enjoy your day. I hope you enjoy your week. And until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. We'll see you soon.